Welcome to Your Classical's Rhapsody in Black from APM, where we turn up the voices of Black artists in the world of classical music. I'm Vernon Neal. The legacy of slavery is complex and controversial. It's hard to think of positive aspects associated with this time in American history. However, one man and the vocal ensemble he founded have been working hard to preserve and promote the music associated with that legacy, the American Negro Spiritual. Everett McCorvey grew up in Montgomery, Alabama in the 1960s. He heard the Fisk Jubilee Singers perform in solidarity of the civil rights movement. He was especially struck by their singing of spirituals. Those melodies, the sound of voices united, and the storytelling that is inevitably part of the spiritual tradition inspired McCorvey. The music conveys the lives of enslaved people and how they handled oppression. And they communicated comfort and hope. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You may have all this world. Give me Jesus. McCorvey studied music and became a singer with degrees in vocal performance and choral conducting. He's a professor at the University of Kentucky and the director of their opera theater. His career has taken him all over the world. As gospel music emerged with keyboards, drums, and amplification, McCorvey felt that the tradition of the spiritual was being lost. That's why he founded the American Spiritual Ensemble in 1995. The ensemble consists of 25 singers, all of whom are soloists in their own right. They teach about the history and traditions of enslaved people in America. There are some 6,000 melodies attributed to American enslaved people. 3,000 of those melodies have been documented in some way. Many others have been passed down through oral tradition. The performances of the American Spiritual Ensemble pay tribute to those who lost their lives to slavery in the United States. The music of spirituals is loved around the world. That's due in large part to the American Spiritual Ensemble. Their songs are a testament to strength found through faith and the power of communication through music. What they do is unique and inspirational, reminding us that the Black spiritual is an incredibly important part of American history. This is Rhapsody in Black from APM, with thanks to producer Daniel Nass, technical director Michael Osborne, and assistance from Julie Amacher, Andrea Bland, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org. I'm Vernon Neal.